We are in Simin Tov Kuf Yud Beis. We're up to Siv Beis, and we're doing Beis and Gimel. Now, we learned the halacha that it's also on Yontif to cook on Yontif to cook for someone who isn't Jewish or someone who doesn't keep Shabbos unless he's a Tinik Shenishpa. So Siv Beis talks about Bnei Achayel Shel Kusim. It was common for the soldiers to be sent out, and the way they would be fed, the government didn't give food. The government required the locals to cook for them. So Bnei Achayel Shel Kusim Shenosnu Kemach Shalehem LiYisrael Lefos Lampas. On Yontif, the non-Jewish soldiers showed up. They gave flour that they had, and they asked the Jews to go and bake bread for them. If they're not makbid, if a Jew would give a little bit to his child, the halach is you're allowed to bake for them. The Mishnah Berurah brings that some say that you mamish have to give to a child. The Pasha says that it's even if they just allow you to give to a child. Why is that? Because in order to give to a child, you have to bake a loaf of bread. You can't bake a slice of bread. You have to bake a loaf of bread. So the halachi is that we allow you to rely on this being called that you're baking for a Yisrael, and then you're allowing a non-Jew to eat from it. The Mishnah Berurah brings on the Taz, who says that obviously this was only because it was a Shas Hadchak. Lechatchila, you cannot rely on such a thing. Now, in a place where the flour has to be from the Jew, but the Chok HaMalchus, the law of the land was that you have to go ahead and give your flour, and you're not allowed to go ahead and bake your own bread until you give bread to them. So there too, in order to go and bake your own bread, you first have to give to them. That's called Lochem. We rely on that call that you're baking for a Jew. Now, here I said I would discuss what is the general halacha of having people over on Yontif. Let's start with people who are not frum. So there we said, if they can be labeled Tinik Shenishpa, then the halacha is that we consider them Jewish with regard to this halacha. It's clear that the Mishnah Berurah holds that way. A Tinik Shenishpa, by definition, happens to be a Machlokas Rishonim. Is it someone that is never exposed to Judaism, which is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, brought in the Mukhi Yosef? Or there's another Shita, which is the Shita Sarambam, that it seems like the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like, and that is that it doesn't depend on exposure, but if he was given the kind of education where he was taught not to take Orthodox Jews seriously, then he too is called a Tinik Shenishpa. Certainly when you're talking about people that really have no meaningful Jewish education, one could be makel and call them a Tinik Shenishpa, and therefore invite them on Yontif. Means you can allow them over for a meal. Now remember, there were two Yisurim. There's an Issa D'Oraisa of cooking for them, and an Issa D'Rabbanan of inviting them because you may cook for them. It could be that when you have these cases of people where you're not really sure if they call them Tinik Shenishpa or not, when it comes to the D'Oraisa, you would be machmir, and you would not cook for them on Yontif, which means that you'll serve them from the food that you prepared for yourself. You would not cook everything before Yontif. On Yontif, if, say, they wanted a cup of tea, you would make it the same way you'd make it on Shabbos, so it would not be considered bishul. With regard to inviting them, since that's an Issa D'Rabbanan, there, if you want to be more lax and consider them Tinik Shenishpa, there would be more reason to be makel. A much more serious shaila, where there's absolutely no heter of Tinik Shenishpa, is that of a non-Jew. It is also midaraisa to go ahead and cook for a non-Jew on Yontif. So the shaila is, what if, as I mentioned yesterday, what do you do if chalila, you have somebody who's living with a non-Jew, and it's a question of having them over for Yontif. So first of all, a question of having a so-called mixed couple over altogether. There are different shitas among the poskim, whether or not that's considered chilul Hashem. Must you avoid having them over or not? In many situations, you'll find that the poskim will tell you that in order to be makariv, the Jewish member of that couple, you should have them over for Yontif. It's actually a good thing. In such a case, the question is, what do you do with the non-Jew? So as far as cooking for the non-Jew on Yontif, there's no question that you'd have to do all your cooking beforehand. That's also, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. The question is, what's with the Issa of inviting as a gzera that you will cook? So the poskim give different eitzes. I remember I went around to the Gedolei Yerushalayim asking them what you do in such a case. So what I heard was something very interesting. It was nohug. In the olden days, in the old Yishuv, that the Yakira Yerushalayim, Amish the Gedolei Olam that lived in Yerushalayim, would have the foreign ambassadors. They would have them over for the Seder. It seems that it was Nohug, that Mamish, you know, the people you read about in Yerushalayim Shalmala, these people actually, these tzaddikim, had over the foreign ambassadors, the foreign diplomatic corps. They were guests at their Seder. So the question is, how was that mutter to do? So in speaking to the poskim here in Yerushalayim, I got the following answers. One said that what you do is you makne them the food beforehand, so it's clearly all their food, which is not simple, because in the case of a Jew, you can do that. In the case of a non-Jew, the only way that he can get a kinyan in it is if he actually lifts it. You can't do schia for a non-Jew. To do a kinyan for him, he's not a bar shlichus. So that means you'd have to get him to lift the food and make it his food. So that's something that's not so practical, really. In the case of someone who isn't frum, by the way, you can use that. You can go and be zochet for him, have somebody go and lift the food to be kona for him. Another heter, which is brought down in the poskim, is that what you do is you make a neder, al das rabim, that you will not cook for the person. So this way, what you accomplish is that Chazal don't need their gzeris to keep you from doing it, because you already have a neder al das rabim that you will not cook for them. I've seen the poskim rely on this lemaisa in the case of a ger whose biological parents would like to come for yontif. There's no halach of chil Hashem that he cannot have them over. So in such a case, he couldn't cook for them on yontif. That's an issa daraisa. But in terms of inviting them, and the fact that they asked doesn't make it all that much better. The fact that he's agreeing to have them beforehand is an invitation. So the fact that he's having them would be Otsur Midrabanan, and if he makes a neder al das rabim not to cook for them, the poskim are more lenient. Now, all of these cases that we're discussing are cases where they're not going to be traveling on yontif. They're coming and staying for the whole yontif or walking over. Traveling on yontif is a much more complicated issue. That is a question of possibly lifnei iver causing them to travel. If they would have traveled otherwise anyhow, still inviting them to come, asking them to come. There's the classic tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, where he rules that it's included in the issur of mesis. You're getting someone to do an aveira of chil Shabbos. The question is, if you know they're coming, do you have to be mocha? Do you have to stop them? This is not something to be discussed in a general forum. This is a case by case decision. There are going to be differences whether you're dealing with kirov, whether you're dealing with only something that's a social obligation, or perhaps with financial consequences. This is a shiloh that one has to ask on a personal level. So that was Siv Beis, which brings us to Siv Gimel. Oser levashel velefos letzorach klovin. Another thing that was nismad from the pasuk is for the sake of animals. There's an isser of bishul and afiyah. It's only mutter for a Jew and a human being, that is, and it's not mutter for an animal. This is even referring to your own animals that you have a chiyuv of bringing food to, and you're not allowed to eat before you feed them. Nevertheless, you're not allowed to cook or bake for them. Avol, mutter letaltal mezonos v'litin lifneim. There's no iser in taking food that was already cooked and giving it to them on yontif, and on Shabbos that's mutter also. In the case of putting food in front of them, the Ramah says Hagah Avalasu Lahotzi Bishvila Mirshus Lushus. That's only mutter when you're carrying in a place you're allowed to carry. But to carry Mirshus Lushus, and the Mishnah Berurah says that's even to a Carmelis, even where there's an Issa Otsamid Rabbanon, that's also for the sake of an animal. He is matir al yidei nachri by way of a non-Jew, even if it's to a rishus harabim. Umutir laharbos v'chein osir legabel hamursan liofos kiim al yidei shinui. There's a halacha we had in Hilchos Shabbos with the zechshash of lisha. You're not allowed to go and mix the coarse bran together with water for them, for the birds to eat. unless you do it by way of a shinui, and there the shinui was in the way you mix it. One is allowed to add, meaning you cook a little extra, if it doesn't involve any extra tircha, you're putting it in the same pot, you're just putting a little more, and it's cooking for the sake of an animal. Even if you have something else. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the real girsi here is afilu einlo. Because in a case of yeshlo, it may be even better. In a case of yeshlo, it could be that what we could do is consider it that since you have other food to give him, this you can end up eating. And therefore, you can even cook in another kedera. And that be'emes is the shitas haramah. However, the marshal is cholik on him, and the Magen Avraham is machmir for the marshal, that even though you have other food to give him so that you may eat this yourself, you don't go adding in another pot if you're probably going to end up giving it to an animal.